If you would turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Revelation and chapter 13.
请我们打开启示录第十三章。
And we will read just one verse.
我们要读一节。
And all that dwell on the earth shall worship him that is the Antichrist, everyone whose name hath not been written from the foundation of the world in the book of life of the Lamb that hath been slain.
第八节，凡住在地上，名字从创世以来没有记在被杀之羔羊生命册上的人，都要拜他。
And then if you will turn to the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Philippians and chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
From verse 5.
第五节。
Philippians chapter 2 from verse 5.
二章五节。
Have this mind in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who existing in the form of God, counted not the being on an equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death, yea, the death of the cross.Wherefore also God highly exalted him, and gave unto him the name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in the heaven, and things on the earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
二章五节到八节，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
And then finally, in the Hebrew letter, the letter to the Hebrews, and chapter 5,
希伯来书第五章
，from verse 7,
第七节开始。
Hebrews 5, from verse 7. Who in the days of his flesh, having offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and having been heard for his godly fear, though he was a son, yet learned obedience by the things which he suffered.And having been made perfect, he became unto all them that obey him the author of eternal salvation, named of God the high priest after the altar of Melchizedek.
第七节，基督在肉体的时候，既大声哀哭，流泪祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。他虽为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根据根源，并蒙神照着麦基洗德的等次称他为大祭司。
We have a further word of prayer.
让我们一起有点祷告。
Beloved Lord, we're so thankful we're found here in your presence this evening.
亲爱的主，我们实在感谢你，在今天晚上我们又一次能够奉你的名聚集。
And we praise you, Lord, that you have made specific provision for us all.
我们实在要赞美你，因为你为我们每一个人预备了你的恩典。
Many of us have traveled long journeys to come here.
许多弟兄姊妹从远处来到这里。
And we are tired.
身体疲乏。
Beloved Lord, you've made a provision of renewing spirit, soul, and body.
你为我们每一个人今天晚上实在在身心灵都有一个能力充满我们。
And into that renewing power and grace of yours, we stand by faith.
靠着这个复兴的灵，我们因信来支取。
Lord, ban all tiredness.
求你捆绑所有的这个疲劳的灵。
And revive us.
复兴我们。
That we may be able to attend to you.
让我们能够在你面前专一。
And we thank you, Lord, that you've made a provision.For the speaking of your word, the translating and the hearing.
我们也感谢你为着我们说话的、翻译的、听话的，也有丰富的圣灵。
We thank you for that anointing grace and power you've made available to us.
我们感谢你把这样的恩膏赏给我们。
And into that anointing we stand by faith.
靠着信心，我们来支取这一个恩膏。
Make this a time when you meet with us, Lord.
愿今天晚上你预责我们每一个人。
When you write something indelibly on our hearts,
愿你把你的话刻在我们的心板上。
That which is eternal cannot be taken away.
愿这些话是到永远的。
Do it, O Lord.
求你这样做工在我们中间。
Even at the very beginning of our conference,
从我们这个特会的开始。
Come right in with all the power.Of your presence.
愿你自己同在，带着能力在这里。
And we ask this in the name of our Messiah, the Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. The theme of this conference is the way to the eternal purpose of God, the cross.
这一次我们特会的主题乃是十字架。是达到神永远旨意的道路。
And my dear brother Stephen is going to speak about the cross and the church.
我们弟兄江弟兄他的负的责任是讲到十字架与教会。
And my dear brother Christian is going to speak about the spirit and the cross.
我们陈弟兄他要讲的
cross and the spirit.
乃是讲到十字架与圣灵。
And my responsibility is the cross and the Christ.
那我的责任乃是要讲到十字架与基督。
For the Lord Jesus, there was no other way to the fulfillment of God's eternal purpose but the cross.
对于我们的主耶稣来讲，他要完成父永远的旨意，只有一条路，就是十字架的路。
There was no alternative.
没有第二条路。
The only way that God could save mankind was through the cross.
耶稣基督要拯救人类，他只有经过十字架这条路。
The only way the purpose of God for the creation, for the universe, for mankind to be fulfilled was through Calvary.
在神整个的创造的目的里头，要达到这个目的，必须经过加略山。
So, as the Lord helps us this evening, I would like just to look, first of all, at the cross in the heart of God from the foundation of the world.
今天晚上我愿意来看到这个十字架乃是在创世之前在神的心里面已经存在了。
Then I would like to look at Bethlehem.
然后我们会来看到伯利恒。
The birth of a babe.
就是我们的主在那里降生。
The Word become flesh to dwell amongst us.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
And then I want to look at the 33 years of the earthly life of our Lord Jesus.
然后我再交通到主耶稣自己在地上这33年半所走过的这条路。
First of all, in Revelation in chapter 13,
首先让我们来看到启示录13章。
It speaks of everyone whose name hath not been written from the foundation of the world in the book of the life of the Lamb that hath been slain.
这一节第八节说，凡住在地上名字从创世以来没有记在被杀之羔羊生命册上的人。
There are two ways that we can translate the Greek.
这一节圣经我们如果从原文来翻译的话，有两个方法来翻。
You will notice those of you that in your margin you will have an alternative rendering, at least in the good versions.
如果你看你圣经的这个注，有的小字在旁边有注解，另外怎么翻
？If you are using a good Bible study version，
如果你用的是这个这个不是祈祷本的，这是这个什么本？研读本。
You will see there are two ways. One is everyone whose name is written in the book of life of the Lamb that has been slain from the foundation of the world.
一个翻译是说，这些人的名字被记在这个羔羊生命册上，而这个羔羊是在创世之前就被杀的。
And the other rendering is, everyone whose name had not been written from the foundation of the world in the book of life of the Lamb that hath been slain.
另外一个翻译呢，就可以翻译成，这个名字没有被记载在从创世以来就被杀的羔羊。
Is that a little too much for you?
Yes.
On this first evening. What is clear, it doesn't matter how you render the Greek, it means the same.
不管你怎么样翻，它的意思是一个意思。
No single name of a human being can be written in the Lamb's Book of Life without the cross.
没有一个人的名字能够被记载在生命册上，而没有经过十字架的工作。
Your name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life because of Calvary.
你的名字能够记载在生命册上，是因为哥哥他的工作。
Not because of your goodness.
不是因为你的好。
Not because of your devotion.
不是你热心。
Not because your parents are Christians.
也不因为你父母是基督徒。
Or your grandparents.
或者你的祖父母。
Or you've got another relative that's a Christian.
或者你有什么亲戚是基督徒。
That's not the reason you're in the Lamb's Book of Life.
这不是你在生命册上的原因。
You are in the Lamb's Book of Life because of Calvary.
因着哥哥他的工作，所以你的名字被记在上面。
And because the Spirit of God made the Lamb of God who bore away the sin of the world a reality to you.
因为神的灵把耶稣基督在十字架上所做成的这个工作实化在你的身上，成为实际。
So whether we translate this everyone whose name is in the Lamb's Book of Life of the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world.
所以不管你是这样翻或者那样翻
or whether we put it the other way, the fact of the matter is that the cross was in the heart of God from the beginning.
这里的重点乃是十字架这件事是从创世的之前就已经定规了。
God did not create this whole world and this universe and mankind, Adam and Eve.
神并不是说创造了一个世界，创造了亚当夏娃之后。
And then Adam and Eve made the wrong choice.
看见亚当夏娃做错了选择。
And God, if I may put it irreverently, God scratched his head and said, oh dear, dear, dear.
然后神就开始烧烧脑袋，怎么办呢
？They've made the wrong choice.
他们居然选错了。
What can I do?
我要怎么办
？And then he thought of the cross.
然后他才想出十字架的这条路。
No,
不是这样子。
When God created man, he knew precisely what was going to happen.
当神定规要造人的之前，他已经知道人会有怎么样的选择。
And Calvary was in his heart from the beginning.
在造人之前，加略山的这一条道路早就在神的心里了。
That's why he went on with it.
所以神才有后面的工作。
That's why when Adam and Eve fell, he still went on with the purpose.
虽然亚当夏娃失败了，神的旨意仍然继续进行。
Let me put it another way.
用另外一个方法。
The principle of the cross is in the very character of the Godhead.
十字架的原则是在神格里面，是他的一个性格本身。
There is no arrogance in the Godhead.
在神格的里面没有这一个，武断这件事情。
No grasping for power.
在那里没有为自己抓权力的事情。
No fighting for position.
在里面没有。争夺地位的问题。
The principle of the cross is in the very heart and mind of the Godhead from the beginning.
这个十字架的原则在神格的里头一直存在的。
It is Calvary is the supreme expression of the heart and mind of God.
加略山的原则乃是神格一个最高的一种表现。
It is the way that God can most perfectly and completely be understood.
透过这条路，神能够被人完全的来认识，来了解。
God had to give his son.
父神必须把他的儿子给我们。
His son.Had to come.
他的儿子必须来到这个地上。
It's not that somehow the cross happened.
这个不是偶然发生的一件事情。
Because of the kind of person the God is.
因着神自己的本身。
Calvary was a necessity.
加略山变成必须的一个部分。
So you have this wonderful phrase.The Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
所以你在圣经里面看到这一句话，说到这一个羔羊是在创世的之前就被杀过。
Look at a few scriptures.
让我们再看几处的圣经。
Look at Psalm 40.
诗篇四十篇。
And verse 6.
第六节
Sacrifice and offering thou hast no delight in, mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, Lo, I am come. In the roll of the book it is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart.
四十章六到八节祭物和礼物你不喜悦，你已经开通了我的耳朵，燔祭和赎罪祭非你所要。那时我说，看哪，我来了，我的事在经卷上已经记载了。我的神啊，我乐意照你的旨意行，你的律法在我心里。
This is an amazing messianic prophecy.
这里是一个锡安的预言。
It is speaking of the Lord Jesus.
这段话乃是说到耶稣基督自己。
Somewhere in times eternal, at the before ever the world was created, God said, "Who will go for us?"
在创世之前，在神格的里头有一个会议，神问一个问题。谁愿意为我去？
Who will give himself for the salvation of this world?
谁愿意去来成为这个世界的拯救？
And Jesus said, Lo, I am come to do thy will, O God.
在那里，耶稣就说，我愿意来。看哪，我来了。
What it says, burnt offering and burnt offerings and what is it? Let me just read it again. Sacrifice and burnt offerings, thou hast no desire in.
燔祭和赎罪祭非你所要。
But when the Lord Jesus said, I delight to do thy will, O God, it was Calvary.
第七节说，看哪，我来了。这句话乃是指着加略山说的。
When he said, your law is written on my heart, it meant the death of the cross.
当主说，你的律法在我的心里，就是指着他的十字架说的。
There was no other way.
因为除这条路之外，没有第二条路了。
But if you look in your New Testament,
让我们来看新约。
And in the Hebrew letter,
在希伯来书里。
And chapter 10,
第十章。
And from verse 5,
第五节。
Well, I'm going to read from verse 4.
Go ahead.
For it is impossible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, Sacrifice and offering thou wouldst not, but a body didst thou prepare for me. In whole burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hadst no pleasure. Then said I, Lo, I am come. In the roll of the book it is written of me, To do thy will, O God.Saying above, sacrifices and offerings and whole burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou wouldest not, neither hadst pleasure therein, the which are offered according to the law. Then hath he said, Lo, I am come to do thy will. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. By which will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest indeed standeth day by day ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, the which can never take away sins. But he, when he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God.Henceforth expecting till his enemies be made the footstool of his feet.
因为公牛和山羊的血断不能除罪，所以基督到世上来的时候说，神啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的，你曾给我预备了身体，燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的。那时我说，神啊，我来了，我要照你的旨意行。我的事在经卷上已经记载了，以上说祭物和礼物，燔祭和赎罪祭，是你不愿意的，也是你不喜欢的，这都是按律法献的。后又说，我来了是要照你的旨意行，可见他是除去先为要立定在后的。我们凭着这旨意，靠耶稣只一次献上他的身体，就得以成圣。凡祭司天天站着侍奉神，屡次献上一样的祭物，这祭物永不能除罪。但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神的右边坐下了，从此等候他的仇敌成他的脚凳。
The blood of bulls and goats cannot take away sin.
公羊和山羊的血断不能除罪。
The Spirit of God interprets that amazing messianic prophecy in Psalm 40.
这里神在新约来解释神的灵在旧约我们刚刚念的诗篇四十篇的那一个锡安的预言。
That Jesus, when he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God.
基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神的右边坐下了。
That meant that when the Lord Jesus said, Here am I, send me, it was your salvation and my salvation that was wrought.
就是当主耶稣在天上答应神的呼召，说，神啊，我在这里，差遣我，你我的救恩就在那一句话里面肯定了。
All those wonderful sacrifices,
那些奇妙的祭物
were but a picture of something far more tremendous and wonderful.
只不过是那个 后来要成为永远的赎罪祭的那一个美丽的代表而已。
They all pointed to the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus once for all time.
那许多的祭物乃是说到将来要一次献上，永远献上。
It actually says, by which will we have been sanctified to the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
第十节，我们凭着这个旨意，靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体，就得以成圣。
Calvary was not an afterthought of God.
加略山不是神后来想起来的临时动议。
Calvary was not a kind of action on the part of God to restore damage after it had happened.
这不是神当看见事情败坏了，所以再想一想要怎么补救的一种方法，不是的。
It was in the heart of God from the beginning.
这件事在神的心里是从头就有了。
He found a foundation, a basis upon which he could deal with sinful mankind and a fallen universe.
神老早在他的设计里头就建立了这一个救恩的根基，让那个堕落的人能够借着这一个救赎得以有盼望。
Or again, think again. In the Gospel of John,
我们再来看约翰福音。
In chapter 1, you know the words very well.
第一章
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
The same was in the beginning with God.
这道太初与神同在。
All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that hath been made.
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
And then we have these wonderful words, verse 14.And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
十四节，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Verse 17 and 18, for the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him.
十七、十八节，律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。从来没有看人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
So the Word became flesh.
这一个道成了肉身。
Dwelt among us.
住在我们中间。
And as in the same chapter, verse 29, John says, Behold the Lamb of God who beareth away the sin of the world.
所以你在同一章第二十九节，你就看到使徒约翰说，这个看到神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
It is to me something tremendous just to think for a few moments together.
我们在这个时候花点时间好好来思想这件事情是何等的伟大。
The cross was in the heart of the Godhead from the very beginning.
所以十字架在创世的开始之前就已经在神的意念中了。
It is the very expression of the character and heart of God.
十字架乃是表明神本身的性格与他的心。
Secondly,
第二个点
，It's all, of course, bound together. Bethlehem,
伯利恒。
Can you believe that God Himself came into this world, conceived by the Holy Spirit in the womb of a woman?
你能不能想象这位创造万有的神曾经有一天借着圣灵感孕通过一个童女来降生
It is beyond us.
这是人的理智无法想象的
Think.
好好的仔细的想
The Word became flesh.
那个神的道 成为肉身。
In the beginning was the Word.
太初有道。
That is the intelligence.
这乃是指着神的智慧。
The mind.
神的思想。
I like to put it as the heart and the mind of God.
我用另外一个方法来表达是神的心与他的思想。
It is the intelligence articulated.
乃是神智慧的用语言来表达。
You who are American, Caucasian American background, verbalized. Dreadful word.
白种的美国人用的话叫做 verbalized， 就是用语话语来表达。
That's the word。
那这就是圣经讲的道。If I stood
here and said nothing, you might be better off. But I mean, I'm saying here I am. I say nothing.
如果我闭口不讲话
，You would just have to imagine what I was thinking.
那你只能猜我在想什么。
But these words.
现在我开口。
Are the articulation of the mind.
讲话的时候，就是把我心思里头的意念表达出来
，and the heart，
也是把我的思心表达出来。
In the beginning was the word。
那么现在圣经说，在创世之前就有了这个话。
And the word was with God。
这个道与神同在。
And the word was God。
道就是神。
And the word became flesh。
那这个道有一天成为肉身，住在人中间。
Here is the cross in action before Calvary became a fact.
这里你看到已经始祖表明这个十字架的原则在行动，甚至还没有加略山。
That little baby,
这个小小的婴孩
this size,
就这么一点
literally,
就这么大
this size,
就这么大
in the hands of a woman.
在这个女人的手里
，cradled in her arms，
抱在她的怀里
，was the word of God，
这就是神的道
，was God，
就是神
，it baffles us，
这个我们想不过来
，you mean that God put himself in God the Son。Put himself in a position of limitation.
你能不能想象，神格的神子把他自己放在这么小的一个小限制的里头
？Of restriction,
有这样的一个限制
？Of dependence,
这样的依靠
？That somehow he was dependent on his mother.
他要靠着他这个母亲来活。
For food,
支取食物。
It is amazing.
这个简直不能想象。
It is the principle of the cross.
这就是十字架的原则在进行中。
Before ever Calvary became a historic fact.
在十字架的加略山的十字架还没有成为历史的事实之前。
There in the arms of Mary.
就在玛利亚的怀里。
Was the word of God.
神的道在那里成为肉身
so small
这么一小
so seemingly weak
这么软弱
so subject to restriction
是这样的被限制在那里
I don't know how else to put it
我不知道还能怎么样来表达这个
but the best way is in Philippians chapter 2
我想最好的表达是主自己的话腓立比书二章
Here it is. We've read it together.
我们来一起读。
Have this mind in you, which was also in the Messiah Jesus, who existing in the form of God, counted not the being on an equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondslave, being made in the likeness of men.And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself.
二章五节， 你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Amazing.
何等的奇妙。
Before ever Calvary took place, you saw Calvary in Bethlehem.
我们都看见加略山的十字架。
He was born to die.
耶稣来为着死而出生。
The very meaning of his coming into this world.Was to die.
他来到这个世界就是来死的。
There was no other way for the fulfillment of God's eternal purpose.
要完成神永远的旨意，没有第二条路。
He took this unbelievable step.
他拿走上这个不能想象的一步。
Put himself into a position of weakness.
把他自己放在这样的一个软弱的地位上。
A bond slave is the lowest form of service.
奴仆乃是在所有服事的里面最低的地位。
Owned by another.
他是属于别人的财产。
No rights.
本身毫无权利。
Can you believe this?
你能够相信这样子的情况呢？
This is your Savior.
这是你的救主。
This is the lover of your soul.
这是爱你灵魂的主。
No one else has ever loved you like this.
没有第二个人爱你爱到这样的地步。
Neither husband nor wife.
不是你的丈夫，也不是你的妻子。
Nor father or mother.
也不是你的父亲，也不是你的母亲，
Nor children,
也不是你的儿女。
No one has ever loved you like this.
世界上没有第二个人像他这样来爱你的。
In order to fulfill God's eternal purpose and to bring many sons to glory,
要来完成父神永远的旨意。要带许多的儿子进到荣耀里。
He reduced himself to one foot of flesh.
他把他自己降卑到成为一尺长的小婴孩。
Born of a woman.
从一个妇人生出来。
Cradled in the arms of a human being.
乃在一个人的怀里在活着。
For you, he did.
他为着你走上这个情形。
Of course, it goes on to say in verse 8, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death, yea, the death of the cross.
第八节，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
You have this same thought in the second letter of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians and chapter 8.
你可以在哥林多后书第八章看到同样的思路。
And verse 9.
第九节。
For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus the Messiah, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye...through his poverty, might become rich.
第九节，你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus.
你知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典。
Do you?
你真的知道吗？
Has it ever dawned on you the grace of our Lord Jesus?
你有没有被主耶稣的恩典抓住？
There was no other way to save you.
没有第二个方法能够救你。
He did this that you might be introduced to the unsearchable riches that are his.
他这样做乃是要把你带到那一个测不透基督的丰富里头去。
That you might become a joint heir with him.
他这样做要让我们能够跟他一起同坐后嗣。
Oh, the grace of our Lord Jesus.
Oh, 主耶稣的恩典。
You know the grace of our Lord Jesus, that though he was rich, yet he became poor.
你知道他的恩典，他本来是富足，却因着我们成为贫穷。
This is the principle of the cross.
这个原则就是十字架的原则。
Before ever Calvary became a fact.
在这个时候，连十字架加略山的十字架还没有看，还没有看见。
Here you see it in action.
已经看见十字架的原则正在进行。
He was rich.
他本来富足。
On an equality with God.
他与父神同等。
Yet he became poor.
但是他成为贫穷。
That you might become rich.
因这个缘故，我们可以成为富足。
The cross and the Christ.
你看到基督与十字架。
Before I go to my last point, and you can all go back to sleep.
在我还没讲最后一点以前，你要醒过来。
Isn't it interesting that it says in Philippians, "Have this mind in you."
腓立比保罗说，要以耶稣的心为心。
Some of the new versions put it, have this attitude.
有这个新的翻译是说，要有这样的一个态度，耶稣的态度。
Have this mind.
有这样的心思。
The same mind.
要像耶稣一样的心思。
It's also interesting that it's actually in the plural. Have this mind among you.
这个原话的意思是指着我们大家要有这样的心思。
All our problems in the work of the Lord, all our problems in the churches, goes back to this thing that we do not have the mind of the Lord Jesus.
今天我们在教会中或者个人生活中所有这些问题，你如果追溯它的根源，就是因为我们没有耶稣的心肠。
I,
每一个人都要强调我。
I.
I
think.
我这样想。
I feel.
我这样感觉。
I want.
我要。
I see.
我看这样子。
I, and I.
我们都是说我，我还是我。
If you have I, and I, you have trouble.
在一个团体中，如果每一个人都是这样的一个态度的话，这个团体有问题的。
And that is what happens in nearly every assembly of God's people.
今天你在地上所有的基督的教会里头，你看到的问题都在这个根源上。
It is the exact opposite to having the mind of the Messiah Jesus.
你会发现这个心态跟主耶稣的心态刚好相反。
The mind of the Lord Jesus was not I, but the Father.
耶稣基督的心思乃是不是我，乃是父的意思。
To become a bondslave.
他就成为了一个奴仆。
To have no rights.
他自己没有权利。
To serve others.
他乃是为别人而服务。
That was the mind of the Lord Jesus.
这个心态就是耶稣的心思。
Well, many of us, we would prefer to be hired servants.
我们都喜欢雇一个奴仆来。
You have definite hours. You start at 9 and end at 5.
你对这个仆人说，你九点上班，五点下班。
And you have rights.
你有权利。
And you have wages.
你有工资。
and a whole lot of other things.
还有很多其他的优惠。
And most of our churches are made up of servants.
所以大部分教会里的弟兄姊妹都是仆人的心态。
Not bond slaves.
但是没有真正的奴仆。
Oh, of course we're serving the Lord.
哦，我们都是侍奉主。
Of course.
当然喽。
From 9 to 5.
九点到五点。
We are serving the Lord on certain terms.
我们根据这几个条件来服侍。
Have this mind among you.
但是现在保罗说要有基督的心肠。
And I tell you something. 2/3, no, 3/4 of the conflicts in our assemblies would be settled.By having the mind of Christ.
我想今天各地教会四分之三的问题可以因着我们有基督的心肠解决了。
If we said, I'm going to be a bond slave of the Lord Jesus, it would settle everything.
如果我们每一个服侍的人能够说，我今天是用奴仆的心态来服侍，很多问题就没有了。
What kind of mind have you got?
现在你的心思是什？你的心态是什么呢？
Oh, you say I'm saved.
哦，我是得救的。
Glad to hear it.
很高兴。
You're saved.
你是得救的人。是啊。
I'm born again.
我是重生的人。
I'm glad to hear it.
我很高兴听见。
What terms are you serving the Lord on?
今天你服侍主是什么条件来服侍呢？
When the Lord saved you,
当主拯救你的时候
He meant you to become like Him.
他的旨意乃是要你像他
To have the same mind.
要像他的心思
The same attitude.
像他的态度
Well, dear friends, we'll leave this, but it's tremendous.
我想这个点非常重要
The cross and the Messiah.
十字架与弥赛亚。
Oh, I want to tell you something.
我要告诉你一个故事。
If the Lord Jesus appeared to many of us,
如果今天主耶稣向我们任何一个人显现
we would hardly recognize him.
我们可能认他认不出来。
I think that the church in Laodicea was so interesting.
老底家的教会是一个很有意思的教会。
All born again people.
整个教会每一个都是重生得救的人。
A real New Testament church.
这个教会也是一个真的新约的教会。
Not denominational, not traditional, not institutional.
不是一个组织化的，也不是传统的，也不是一个宗派的。
Had the Lord's table.
一定也是有擘饼聚会的。
Whether once a week or every day, we don't know.
不管一个礼拜擘一次饼或者每天擘饼我们不知道
Bible studies,
有读查经聚会
meetings,
有祷告聚会
evangelistic outreach,
有福音聚会
they had everything.
什么聚会都有
they themselves felt, we've got everything.
这个教会的弟兄姊妹都觉得我们样样都有
of course,
是
we've got everything in Christ.
在基督里
we see,
我们能够看得见
Those others don't even see.
其他的教会看不见
We know.
我们也懂
We have faith.
我们有信心
We are clothed.
我们有这个衣袍
We're on our way to glory.
我们现在等候荣耀
And the Lord Jesus, the head of the church, and the savior of the body, was outside of the whole assembly.
你没有想到这个教会的元首我们的救主自己却在这个教会的门外
And he was knocking.
他对这个教会敲门
It is the most plaintive voice the most plaintive words that Jesus ever spoke If any man hear my voice
主他说的话我们不能够想象他说如果有人听见我的声音
But they were studying his word.
但是里面人都在读他的话
They were studying his life.
都在那里 读耶稣的生平、啊、
They were studying the truth that was in him、
都在那里读耶稣的这个在基督里
They were singing hymns and songs about him
这一群人都在、唱诗、赞美他
They were breaking bread
他们在那里薄饼纪念主
To remember him、
纪念主
And he was outside
可是主却在门外
Outside
在教会的门外
Knocking on the door
敲教会的门
And sayingIs there anyone who can hear me?
有任何人听得见我的声音吗?
Can you believe it?
你能够相信主这样说话吗?
Have this mind in you.
要有耶稣的心思。
Apparently, from the leadership to the simplest saint in Laodicea, nobody.Had the mind of the Lord Jesus.
所以你发现这个老底下的教会，从教会的领头的人，一直到所有每一个弟兄姊妹，没有一个人是有耶稣基督的心思的。
Do you know how he described them?
你记不记得主耶稣怎么形容这一群人呢
？Poor,
贫穷。
They thought they were rich.
但是他们想他们很富
有。Wretched,
他说可怜。
Blind,
瞎眼。
Naked,
赤身露体
What a catalog!
怎么会到这个地步
These are believers.
这些都是圣徒信耶稣的人
They did not have the mind of the Lord Jesus.
因为这一群人没有耶稣基督的心思
Well, time goes.
时间很快
We must finish, though. Let me just finish with this last point.
让我再说一点
Hebrews chapter 5
希伯来书第五章
And verse 8 and 9 Though he was a son yet learned obedience by the things which he suffered and having been made perfect he became unto all them that obey him the author of eternal salvation
五章七节耶稣基督在肉体受肉体的时候既大声哀哭流泪祷告恳求那门救他免死的主就因他的虔诚蒙了应允他虽为儿子还是为因所受的苦难学了顺从既得以完全就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源
These mysterious words
这些话语是充满了奥秘
Though he was a son
他虽然为儿子
Yet learned he obedience to the things which he suffered.
因着所受的苦难学了顺从
And having been made complete. I like that better than perfected because the idea of perfection is that he had sin.
他既得以完全
We know he had no sin.
这并不是说他有罪
Having been made mature.
或者翻译的他因此而成熟
Having come to maturity
他借着这一个路来到一个成熟的地位
Even the Lord Jesus without sin
这位没有罪的主耶稣
Was made complete and mature Through the things which he suffered
他要成熟也得经过这一个苦难这件事
What were the things he suffered?
那么他受了什么苦呢
Maybe it's just as well we don't know.
我们可能不懂。
But what were the things he suffered?
到底耶稣在地上受了什么苦
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 3 tells us he endured the contradiction of sinners.
在希伯来书十二章他说到他忍受罪人的顶撞。
The gainsaying of sinners is another English word.
顶撞
What did that mean?
什么意思
Did it mean that when he made a when he as a carpenter made something out of wood someone told him it wasn't good enough?
是不是他做木匠的时候他做出了一个产品他的客户对他说你所做的东西不够好
How did he react?
那耶稣怎么反应呢
We believe, by the way, that this word carpenter is probably better in Hebrew, kablan, which means a contractor. He worked both in iron, stone, and wood.
这个我们翻译成木匠，其实这个字原来的意思，它不单单有木匠的意思，也做了这个石匠，也做了泥水匠吧。
Well, we don't know the things he suffered, but I'm quite sure that in those 20 or more years that he worked as a kablan, that there must have been much contradiction of sinners.
可能主在那个二十年做工的时候，他在那个时候受到许多罪人的顶撞，也不一定，不知道。
We know he began his ministry, his messianic ministry, when he was 30 years of age.
但是他三十岁出来传道。
And we know that the reference is made in verse 7 in Hebrews 5 to Gethsemane.
这个希伯来书五章这段话里面说。
Who in the days of his flesh, having offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and having been heard for his godly fear, though he was a son, yet learned he obedience.
第七、第八节说到他怎么样做儿子，学顺从。
Not as I will.
不是说我要怎么样。
But as thou wilt.
乃是说父啊，你要怎么样。
Well, dear people of God,
亲爱神的儿女们,
here is something tremendous.
这里有一个了不得的事。
This principle of the cross has been in the heart and mind of God from the beginning.
这个十字架的原则是从开始神格里头就有了。
It has never not.
这个原则从来没有消失过。
Calvary is the very expression of the kind of person God is.
加略山乃是把我们的神的那一个性格做一个完美的表露。
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
在加略山上，圣父、圣子、圣灵完全表露出来。
May the Lord help us.
愿神帮助我们。
We know so many limitations.
我们有许多的限制。
So many difficult circumstances.
我们的环境有许多的困难。
So many things that depress us.
有许多的事情让我们受压制。
Hem us in. Put us in a straitjacket.
把我们好像挟制在一个紧身衣的里头。
The Lord Jesus knew all about it.
这样的经历主耶稣充满了。
And the Lord Jesus, who lives in you, has already gone through all of this and overcome.
今天在你里头的主耶稣，他已经走过这一条所有我们刚刚讲的困难，而且他得胜。
Though he was a son, yet learned he obedience through the things which he suffered.
他虽然是为儿子，但是他仍然借着他所受的苦来学。这个顺服。
There is nothing that God was asking of you that the Lord Jesus has not gone through.
今天神对我们每一个人所要求的，没有任何一个点是他的儿子耶稣没有走过的。
And in you he can be the overcomer.
今天这位在主你里头的主耶稣要成为这一个得胜者。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Beloved Lord, we want to thank you for that grace of yours.
亲爱的主，我们为着你的恩典，我们感谢你。
That though you were so rich,
你本来是富足，
you became poor,
却成为贫穷。
That through your poverty, we might become rich.
因着你的贫穷，我们今天得以富足。
Beloved Lord, open our eyes.
主啊，打开我们的眼睛。
Help us to see the Lord Jesus in a new way.
让我们有一个新的角度来认识主耶稣。
Touch the eyes of our hearts.
擦亮我们心中的眼睛。
Lord, if nothing else, renew the first love that was once in our hearts.
主啊，若不是任何其他的事，求你今天把我们起初的爱恢复过来。
Help us to fall in love with you.
让我们再与你落入爱情。
Lord, do it.
求你这样坐在我们每个人身上。
For your name's sake.
因着你自己的名。
Amen.
Amen.